You'll find information on how to support Clear Vision Revival at the end of this podcast. So now we're going to talk about paying your bills and your debts. You know, the Bible says that it's a curse to be in debt. The Bible says that we are the head, not the tail. We will lend and not borrow. The Bible says we're above and not beneath. And Jesus was made poor that we might be rich. And that's according to his riches and glory. So we're to pay our bills. We're to pay our debts. We're to not live above our means. If we do that, we're putting ourselves under pressure. The idea, biblically, is to live within your means. Okay, is not to live above your means, but to live within your means. And then let God increase your ability to receive more money. Then you can live within your means and move up higher. So when it comes to paying your debts, you pay your debts first. So there are laws that you need to follow. You don't fix other people's lives up before you fix yours up. You fix your life up first. These are principles. You get your life fixed up first. You get your marriage and your family fixed up first before you try and fix other people's. You fix your debts up first before you try and fix other people's debts. Okay? And you do it through this grace. Now, this grace operates through all different variations of your life. It's free unmerited favor in everything that you do. So the law is you don't start getting into debt to try and bless other people so that you can be blessed. That's stupid. That's irresponsible. The idea is to get out of debt by this grace. And then with your overflow or your excess, then you go and you bless other people. So if you got a job and you're working for $100 a week, we'll just try and make it a nice even number, okay, and you're earning $100 a week, and your debts or your bills cost you $100, then you're living within your means. If you've got bills and you have to pay them off and you're paying your bills off and you've got within your means, your $100, and you've got you've stretched out your payment system for to actually pay your debts off, maybe a student loan, maybe a house debt, whatever it is, maybe some furniture, maybe a car, whatever. Okay, you don't pay your debt off in a week, you pay it over a period of time. And you schedule that payment within your means. So with God's favor, you pay your debt off. So God gives you money, he gives you favor, and then you pay your debt off. And then that you're sowing into your life first, so that you can be free to bless other people. Now, if you're in a church, okay, and you pledge to help somebody in the church or the church itself or a ministry, you might say, "Okay, Lord, I need to help this ministry." So, what do? You pledge. You say, "Lord, I want to give $100 a week or $100 a month to this ministry." But God, you're going to have to supply that through this grace, this free unmerited favor that you've got going. So then you get your $100 a month through this grace. And all the excess, you might get more than $100. You might get $300 a month through this grace. Well, that extra and above, you don't sow that into the ministry because you've already pledged a certain amount. That's for you, that excess. And that's God's grace and mercy on you. And you don't eat it. You pay off your debts with that. You don't go out to a restaurant and just have a big party. No, you pay your debts off and then you end up benefiting financially. So it's always about you being secure first and then helping others. But through helping others, you can be secure. But at the same time, you don't draw from your own well. God gives you more water. He gives you rain so that you can put it upon your plants to grow. The Bible talks about that. You don't go to the river and get the water yourself and put it in there. God pours it on your plants. Free, unmerited favor. So it's really hard to try and teach people this mechanism if they don't understand certain things. And the first thing is you pay your debts off first. The first thing is you look after yourself first so that you can be a blessing to others. Okay? So you don't be poor. That you, for your abundance, through God's free unmerited favor, this grace, you're able to bless others. And you don't eat your seed. So when God blesses you, maybe your boss might say, listen, we're going to increase your pay. Or he might say, I've got some work, extra work for you. That's free unmerited favor for you to accumulate finances. So what do you do? Well, you look after your pledge and you look after yourself. You know, that's just the way it works. Now, people will go into debt to try and bless some ministry. That's really foolish. Some people will be told to step out on a limb. That's foolish. If God tells you to do something, then that's not foolish. But when man tells you and says, God told me to tell you, that's lies. A lot of it is lies. You have to double check on that because a lot of people are false prophets. Okay, the Bible says in the Old Testament, there will come a day when a man will not ask another man, what does God think? But God will teach him, those individuals, himself. It's all about one-on-one. It's not about having to go through middlemen anymore. Obviously, God's given us teachers, and he's given us pastors, and he's given us preachers, and he's given us all prophets and all these things. That's true. But we're supposed to go to the Holy Spirit and say, is what that guy said true? We're supposed to have confirmation through the Spirit, not mindless following, not blind leading the blind, which both fall in the ditch. Okay, I think it's good. When I minister, I have a bunch of people around me and I say, what do you think? And they say, oh, I feel this, yes. And I get confirmation, yes, you're right. So we work as a team. Don't have one person who's got all the goodies. He's got all the knowledge and wisdom, and everybody else has to follow. No, it's a team. We're all filled with the Holy Spirit. We're all being led by the Holy Spirit, and we're all putting into the mix when we're ministering, and the ministering works because it's being led by the Holy Spirit. So I hope that's cleared up a few things. We need to pay our debts. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, one of the parts of the sermon was, pay your debts or else you'll go to jail and you won't have the capacity to pay your debt because you won't be working, you'll be in jail. It's a pretty bad situation. That's all about wisdom. So wisdom says, if you clear your debts out, then you'll be a blessing to others because you won't be bound up by the system of this world. The system of this world is everybody, let's all get into debt and live high and be happy. Now, there's nothing wrong with borrowing money as long as you can repay it. Right? There's nothing wrong with borrowing as long as you can repay it. If you can't service your debt, you should never go into debt. If you can't service a loan, you should never, ever even consider going into it. Because you need to be able to live within your means. And you need to not be able to scrimp or cut corners. God wants you to be blessed. The Bible says that you should work so that with your excess you can help others. So it's about getting the excess and not feeding yourself so much, but helping others. But first, you need to look after your debt with your situation. And if you do that, you'll be a blessing to others because you won't be burdened down yourself. Financial burden, it destroys people's faith and confidence in things. It ruins people. So it's best and it's very wise not to live outside your means. Now, you might have a whole lot of debt. You might have a whole lot of borrowings. But if you can service them through your income, through what the Lord has given you, then you're wise. Okay? That's how it works. But this free unmerited favor, this grace, is above everything else. It actually increases your finances. It increases your wages. It increases your benefits. It increases your opportunities. And if you take advantage of this grace, this free unmerited favor from God, then you can excel. You can get out of debt, and you can also support ministry. Okay, so what about the poor old lady at the temple who gave everything she had and Jesus commended her? Well, that's true. But Jesus died on the cross, and now we have something even greater than that. Now, she gave because she had a wonderful heart. But you know, we have this grace now that was won through the cross. How about we use that as well? This grace is everything we need. So we'll just leave it there. So if you'd like to partner with Don and I and help support us, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.